This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Thapar. All arrangements are in place for the voting of the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. 49 constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories will be covered under this phase. 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 13 seats of Maharashtra, 7 of West Bengal, 5 seats each of Odisha and Bihar, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat each in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh will go to polls in this phase. Voting will begin at 7 in the morning and end at 6 p.m. The prominent candidates whose fate will be decided in this phase include BJP leaders and union ministers Rajnath Singh, Piyush Goyal, Smriti Irani, Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and K.L. Sharma, Omar Abdullah of the National Conference and Chirag Paswan of LJP Ram Vilas. In Odisha, 35 assembly segments are also going to polls in the second phase tomorrow. 265 candidates are in the fray. Campaigning for the remaining two phases of parliamentary elections are in full swing. While the sixth phase of polling will be held on the 25th of this month, the seventh and final phase of polling will take place on the 1st of June. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed several rallies in Jharkhand and West Bengal today. Speaking at public meetings in Purulia, Bishnupur and Medinipur constituencies of West Bengal, Mr. Modi said the TMC welcomes infiltrators, but it strongly opposes the Hindu minorities who have come to India after being persecuted. He said the process of granting citizenship under CAA has started and the Congress, the Trinamool Congress and their parties could do nothing to stop it. Addressing an election rally in Jamshedpur in Jharkhand, Prime Minister Modi said, "For the development of the country, businesses are of paramount importance." Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah, while addressing the election rally in Phulpur, Prayagraj, attacked the INDI alliance. He also addressed a public meeting in Bethia in Pashchim Champaran, parliamentary constituency in support of NDA candidates. On the other hand, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and SP President Akhilesh Yadav attended a joint public meeting in the Allahabad constituency. Mr. Rahul Gandhi said that if the INDIA coalition government is formed, the development of the Allahabad Lok Sabha constituency will be at double pace and new industries will be set up in the area. Mr. Akhilesh Yadav said that the alliance wants to save the constitution. We will provide you respect along with jobs. In Bihar, JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar addressed election rallies in Vaishali, Gopalganj and Sivan parliamentary constituencies. A helicopter carrying Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi and senior officials in northwestern Iran today suffered a crash with information awaited for potential injuries or damage. This is reported by the official news agency of Iran, IRNA. Further details are awaited. President Raisi was returning from a ceremony to open a dam on Iran's border with Azerbaijan. Severe heat wave continued to grip northwest India as Najafgarh in Delhi recorded 47.8 degrees Celsius, the highest in the country today. Mungeshpur and Pitampura also sizzled at 47.7 degrees Celsius and 47 degrees. However, various parts in the national capital registered maximum temperatures in the range of 45 to 47 degrees Celsius, which is 4 to 6 degrees above the normal range. According to the IMD, most areas in Delhi were hotter as compared to cities in neighbouring Rajasthan, a state which has the Thar Desert and is known for having temperatures breaching the 50 degrees Celsius mark. In neighbouring Uttar Pradesh, Agra recorded the second highest temperature at 47.7 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, the IMD has issued a red alert for Delhi, Haryana, Punjab and West Rajasthan and an orange alert for East Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh and Bihar due to the heat wave conditions. The weather agency said heat wave to severe heat wave conditions are very likely in many pockets in Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi till Wednesday. In Kerala, as heavy rains continue, the Met Department predicts heavy rains along with thunder and lightning to continue for the next 7 days in the state. The Indian team picked up its first medals in the World Para-Athletics Championships with high jumper Nishad Kumar and 200 meters runner Preeti Pal, winning a silver and bronze in Kobe, Japan today. Kumar, a Tokyo Paralympics silver medalist, cleared 1.99 meters to finish second in the men's T47 high jump final and picked up India's first medal on the third day of the competition. And that's the end of this news bulletin.